This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right. Hey, it's opening day, baby, of the golf season. Jason Alexander, the head pro at the Fazio, Carlton Woods, is with us in studio. It's the, what's the podcast?
The Pro Show.
The Pro Show.
You bet.
Pro Show podcast. And where you find it? Wherever.
It's on YouTube. It's tough to find. It's not very popular. But, you know, hey, we're trying to get there.
I saw you on Channel 13 last week with Patrick Reed.
Absolutely, my man. Yeah. P. Reed, and he's pegging it today off to a slow start, about to pick it up. You got to pace yourself. You don't want to get off too quick a start here, Granato.
Well, yeah, you do. You do want to get off to it. Like Johnny Vegas, who's also a member out there.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Vegas is 4-under tied with Justin Rose right now.
The boys have been putting in a lot of work here over the quarantine.
We had Johnny Vegas because he and Charlie are close.
They are. Yeah. Very.
And so we had him on. You know, we had a lot of good golf shows here, the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, on Saturday mornings. Yeah, the golf doctor. We had Jim Nance. We had Ben Crenshaw. We had Johnny Vegas. We had a bunch of guys, really good guests. Throughout the pandemic, because nobody had anything to do, and had a lot of good interviews, and Johnny was good. Johnny
Absolutely.
Vegas was good.
Now you get the consummate pro. I mean, just kind of round it out.
That's right. How about that? Jason Alexander with us in studio here, the head pro out of Carlton Woods. Listen, the golf business has been, especially in Texas, because we were open.
Sure.
And you were busier than ever, weren't you?
I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it, and we're more of a boutique club at Carlton Woods, and it's been we've been burning and turning here since the quarantine and trying to stay open. And you know, I'd say it's like a fine wine in a red Solo cup. You know, we got the club, everything's in good shape, but it was tough to provide much service during that,
yeah,
for the orders. And we got through it, kind of dipping our toe back to normalcy. And
got to play out there, and you guys did a great job. You're being modest, because you guys did, you always do a great job with service wise, but you know, I guess people, well, I don't have anything to do. I mean, how many more rounds did you do in March and April than you did the year over year?
It was up over 60%.
Really?
I mean, 60%. Pretty nuts. Yeah. But we needed to be open. I tell you, if you didn't have golf, I don't know what people would have done. Huh. And my wife came home with the UFC, how to train to be a UFC fighter video. If I didn't go to the golf course, I don't know if she was trying to get in shape or something else. I don't know about that.
Well, what is it? You better watch. You know,
I got to watch out.
You better stay home.
She's
instead of working all day. So, yeah, so it was the golf business. I know, you know, my boys at Wildcat, you know, they lost all, you lost all your tournaments.
Yes.
Right.
We're off until July, minimum July. And we'll see what, we got to react. It's a moving target with this deal, and we're hoping to have a fall schedule, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, and yeah, we need to have the member guests, because that's my favorite tournament.
I know it is.
Yes,
you know
it is.
And I know.
We need to tell. All right, you and Emil. Let's
go. You're on a very long list of favorites.
Yes. Yeah, I know. but yeah, they lost all their tournaments over there, but the you know, it didn't make up for it, but the daily play was unbelievable.
The daily play increased, and I tell you, the camaraderie at the club was just much better. And we've got people playing with different groups, and everybody kind of bounded, got together on this deal and made it right, made it good,
yeah,
made it feel as best as possible. Yep.
It was difficult because we couldn't be in the clubhouse, you know, at any course. You had to close the clubhouse and whatnot. But, you know, we'd have a few beers afterwards out in the parking lot or whatever,
absolutely,
hung out a little bit.
School.
But you're right. You did see all kinds of guys that you wouldn't normally see. Now, and that's what I'm saying, is you got so many members that you rarely see, and now all of a sudden you were seeing them all the time,
we're
right?
Seeing them all, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a nice service to offer, Granato. Nice service to offer.
Yeah.
I think, and hey, all around the state, all around the area, talking to the guys, I think all the clubs did a wonderful job doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Golf was, you know, that was a destination place. I hate, we talk to Billy Harmon every week because he's in California, sure, and their place, they were closed for 2 months.
Absolutely.
And he was like, we had absolutely nothing to do, whereas we had somewhere to go. You know, that which made it great, and that was to go play golf. So I got a bunch of questions. Art's giving me all kinds of questions, Del.
Okay.
Del, what's your question to Jason? Okay, Jason Alexander with us here. You got a question that you had for Jason?
A non-Seinfeld question?
He's not Seinfeld.
Well, this was popular back in the late 90s. When I was in junior golf, I got a lot of that.
You have the same name as George on Seinfeld?
Yes, yeah. I know. I realize that. Not as popular anymore, but good pull.
It's not clever. I'm aware. That's why I used it.
Mm-hmm.
What? No, I don't have any questions. I'm simply listening, John. I'll fire off something when I have one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anytime. You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Wide range. I did hear this Oklahoma State winning the Big 12 conversation driving down here. Granato, come on. We got to talk
you.
About this now.
It's nonsense, isn't it?
It was. I mean, that's a little bit.
You heard him.
On the deep in there. On a prediction.
He doesn't buy your nonsense either.
What are you talking about?
Oklahoma State winning a conference.
Oklahoma State's going to win the Big 12. Thank you. Good night. That's all. It's over. Yeah. Okay.
You and I will get
it's
together.
Already
we'll have a
over.
Side wager with Granato. Before I leave today. All right.
Let them beat Oklahoma. Do that first before we start talking about titles.
Art says, ask Jason how many MAGA hats he owns. He doesn't own any MAGA hats just because he's a golfer, Art.
What is a MAGA hat?
What's your
Maybe
favorite,
I should buy one.
What's your favorite Conway Twitty song?
Before
you don't have
my
any,
time.
Have
Tom
any.
Petty. Tom Petty's where we go
Art,
there.
Just because they're golfers... doesn't mean
I don't have checkered pants either, Art. Okay.
Okay.
Just 2020.
I asked him if he's removing Fuzzy Zeller's statue in front of his home. He doesn't have a Fuzzy Zeller. See, Art, you're off.
I got a legitimate question. It's about taking a shot at John, though. If you played, I mean, maybe you do play for money with John. How much money do you think you could take off of John?
Well, I mean, that's a very relative question.
How many strokes am I getting?
The max would be the answer. So if we're playing for 100, it'd be 100. If we're playing for 1,000, it'd be 1,000. Put a comment in it. You know?
There it is.
I've seen Granato swing, and I need to get him my business card because I do know a local PGA professional. He could go visit. So.
Yeah.
Now, Granato can move at it. He can move at it.
It depends on how many strokes I'm getting, pal.
Okay.
Granato's pretty, he's a pretty crafty player now. I see the guys he plays with, and he gets the right group.
It's all about the group. And we know we've been messing up having some too good of players in lately.
I agree.
Ask him why he was such an a-hole in Pretty Woman. That wasn't him. That was not. He's not that Jason Alexander. Well,
I wish me and Gear would have gone toe to toe for Julia if I
yes,
was.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, I'd have had a little more game.
That
than
Julia.
Jason Alexander.
Later, Julia. Not
we
so
have
much.
An actual legitimate question. Ask Jason about the BBQ circuit tournaments they play in.
Oh, boy.
Tomball 2 Man is in 2 weeks. He signed up.
I am signed up, actually. Tomball, I'm playing with my good buddy Booger from East Texas. Yes, don't ask about him. He's pretty crazy, but we went to college
Sounds
together.
Sounds like fishing if you're with a Booger,
yeah.
Not golf.
Let me tell you. And he gets us on the right flight. You know, I'm obviously a huge stud, 1997 ACHA Player of the Year back in the day. But, you know, nowadays I got to get about a 20 handicap with me, because I can't compete with these good players anymore. So we got to get us in the second flight.
That's
so
us.
Booger gets us there, and we can compete.
Yeah, go get him. That'll be fun. Okay, so the start of the season is how about golf? And I've said this, I don't know how many times, is that golf needed to be leading the way because we are outside, because you can be separated, because you can stay away from people, because it's, you know, all of these things, because you don't have to have fans at golf.
You don't, and I love how they're doing it. The first four, no fans. Get their feet wet, and then looks like Memorial will hit
Memorial's
that right pedal
fans,
with Tiger back, and that's really going to feel good. But they're easing into it the right way, and I think we're all excited to watch some golf this weekend on a Sunday afternoon and make it feel right again.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you know what? We need it. I mean, it's all we got is right now is UFC and NASCAR that we can watch live.
Yeah.
This is something that is
got to have some substance here.
And yeah. No, this is real, okay? Yeah. So get these guys being back out there. And look at – did you think there was going to be any – I mean, Johnny's minus five, Rose is four, Connors is four, Keith Mitchell three, Duffner three, Bryson DeChambeau, I didn't take him, and he's three under. Did you think there was going to be any rust?
Well,
doesn't look like there is.
I think, you know, there's tournament rust, but all these guys, I guarantee, have been practicing their butts off because they have nothing else to do. But tournament rust, yeah, for sure, not hitting a shot with some quality in it. In a few months, it for sure is going to show up. But hey, they're so good. Granato,
mm-hmm.
when I have to worry about that stuff, they don't have to worry.
No,
not in round one. I think you'll see some nerves more in round four on Sunday than you will today.
Well, the whole thing is competition, though, because we always talk about, you know, Tiger before the majors, he doesn't want to play the week before. And a lot of guys do want to play because they want the competition. They want to keep the juices flowing and all of that stuff. But you're right. You can get all about in golf first. You know, you got to hit shots, obviously, but you got to putt. And you can do that. Doesn't matter if there's no one there. It doesn't matter if you're in competition. If you got a nice putting stroke and you feel good about it, if you go out there on the tour, you're going to be good.
It all comes down to that. We all know it. Those guys all hit it the same. Mm-hmm. You get a pitch and putt, and those that's who's going to win.
Yeah. Sure.
And Colonial's a little bit different, too. It's very windy. You got a really shot maker's golf course, not a bomber's course. So I actually had two sleepers. If anybody has a couple matchups this weekend, Harry Higgs is this big sleeper, and Daniel Berger getting back on the wagon.
Berger's 3 under right now.
Ah, there we go.
You see?
Yeah, Berger, Harry Higgs, two sleepers from my old pro here.
Yeah, Harry Higgs is a bigger dude.
He is, and Corey Lundberg, Max, co-pro.
In 100-degree heat over there, are you sure about Harry Higgs?
Well, he's been doing a lot of cardio, I've heard.
Has he?
He's down to about 250.
No, I doubt that. Oh, man, Kevin Na is falling apart. He's one over the defending champ.
Am I going to hit it? Nah.
Harry Higgs is teeing off at noon. He's the first guy off on the afternoon group. Yeah, so there's a little tip from the pro. Now you do, and because we do this,
yes,
we've got a nice there's little Calcutta thing, going on for the majors that we have a lot of fun with.
Big fall coming up.
Yep. Yes.
And I'm gonna tell you, the majors with, I mean, heck, we're gonna have the PGA with NBA playoffs. We'll have the Masters with college and NFL football. I have to get some more TVs in the house. It's gonna be wild.
Baseball as well, the playoffs and everything else. This is gonna be while we had absolutely nothing. It's going to be an overflow.
Yes, sir.
Man, it's going to be so good. It's going to be time. And we're going to have the member guest out at Carlton Woods.
John, you talked about a game earlier, and we have a question from the audience about whether Jason plays this game. Do you play a game with, like, three of your buddies where you spin a bottle and they run and you, like, swing a golf club and try to hit them with a golf ball?
I heard this on the drive down, and I've never heard of this game. The guys that I play with, I don't think we could hit anybody. I don't think we're good enough.
No, these guys are good enough.
Yeah, exactly. I think you got to have a little more accuracy than that.
So it's not a common golf game? It's just what these pros are doing for fun?
Right. We're looking at it right now, and I have not seen it.
You haven't seen this?
Last time I did this, there were girls involved and not a bunch of guys.
No, look it. This is a bad way to play spin the bottle. Is you spin the bottle, you pick up the club, they run away, and then you hit a low shot and hit them. That's how these guys are good now, because somebody could get hurt.
There's no doubt.
You know, that's funny. We were talking about that. Somebody really could get hurt. For those of you who don't know, we were talking about it earlier in the show. Four guys standing around. They spin the bottle. Whoever it lands on, he picks up the golf club, and the other three run away, and he hits a golf shot and hits it at them and hits them as they're running away. Now, if you hit it a little high, these guys are so good, you can do that. Don't try this at home because you're not good enough to do this. But I was watching the Garth Brooks documentary. He does a thing on stage where he's got a guitar and his wood guitar, and the other guy's got a wood guitar, and they come up and they smash them together. And all I can think of is a splinter going into
everywhere.
This is on stage with thousands of people all around him and these shards of wood flying. And I'm like, that doesn't seem safe to me.
I got a quick Garth one for you, just 2 seconds. So Garth, we signed in 1992 to play the Austin County Fair in Belleville, Texas, where I grew up. And this is before he hit it big, right, in 92. You remember the old shirt.
Yeah.
But so he came back, honored the agreement, and we had more people at our county fair in 1992 that lived in the entire county. It was the wildest scene you've ever seen in your
life. I'll bet.
92 Garth Brooks. So that was pretty cool.
But he honored it.
Came back, played the county fair after he'd hit it big.
After he had – wow, that must have been huge. So you signed him years before?
This is in 92.
When did you sign him? I mean,
was like a year before. Hit it big right about 2 months before the county fair.
Really?
He didn't have to come back and play it, you know, down in Belleville.
Well,
Texas,
you know what? You know what you're going to see about that guy if you watch that series?
I'm going to.
He's real.
Yeah.
He will honor everything that he says he's going to do.
My wife loves the Garth Brooks XM station. He tells stories and he talks like this in between his songs.
Very
emotional.
Yes, he is. No, he cries. At every story in the docuseries, he cries about everything. He's a very emotional guy. 1014 ESPN 97.5. Taking a break. Jason Alexander talking golf. If you got questions, at John Granato or at LV2, and we will ask. If they're not all racially motivated, Art, we can't. Okay, ask some other questions, Art. All right, let's do that. 713-780-3776 if you want to talk on the air.
ESPN 97.5.
There's a lot of ways of saying what I want to say to you. There's songs and poems and promises.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
So what are you playing?
I do know Conway Twitty. I know
someone brought up Conway Twitty, so I'm playing a song. I didn't know. I know the name. I didn't know any of his songs. I Love to Lay You Down. That's what he's saying. Now, I'm looking at Conway Twitty. I would put I Love to Lay You Down as something he would be singing, and it'd be a hit if you look at him. He doesn't look like a heartthrob.
Oh, he was a player.
Apparently.
He was. Conway Twitty was getting it.
Was this 70s?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This was... Conway Twitty was around late 60s.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the most white segment ever. Granato better take a knee and apologize. No, this is not a white segment. It's golf, you people.
Well...
You non-golfers are... You know what? Knowledge is power. And you people don't have any knowledge about golf. Okay? Dustin? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Dustin.
Dustin, tune in to CBS on Sunday about 4 o'clock.
And see what's going on.
Last hour covered.
What's going on every weekend on national television? It's called golf. Okay. The boys in South Side of Chicago cannot be proud of the man JG has grown up to be. Hashtag golf. Hashtag golden goose. It's just because you play golf doesn't mean it's golden goose. All right, stop. So
before you go on, how did you anticipate Twitter reacting to this segment? How did you think how did you think this was going to go?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I knew this was going to go this way. What did Patrick have to say on your podcast?
Well, he talked about
Patrick Reed, by the way.
Sure. Talked about the Masters in November, kind of how the golf course is going to play a little bit different, a little longer. Scores probably be a little bit higher. Par 5 is not as reachable as they would be in April. With the ball rolling out a little bit.
Because it'll be cooler.
Yeah, it'll be cooler, maybe a little softer.
Especially if you get an early morning. Yeah, right, in November?
7:30 is going to be, yeah.
Yeah, cold. Right.
So, you know, I think, and I don't know if this plays into Tiger's bag or not, because Tiger plays a lot better in heat. And so I think we'll see Mr. Eldrick. He's going to need to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah. What do you think of, this is all going to be bunched together here, and then... And then the season will start up right away in January. Right. The Masters is going to be in November.
Yes.
November, weekend of the 13th, I think. November 13th in there. And so they're going to have a shortened. I don't know that it plays well for Tiger, although all of this time off probably plays well for Tiger.
I think Tiger's going to come back. I think he's going to win Memorial. I really do. And I think you'll see him play very well at the PGA and U.S. Open. And look, the Masters, he knows Augusta like the back of his hand. He's obviously one of the most successful players to ever play there, the most. And so I wouldn't put it past him to win. I just think it's going to be a little bit more difficult in November than April for him.
Is this – I kind of feel like this is Rory's time.
If he could just get his putter figured out, it is his time. But, you know, he's had these little moments to kind of escalate into this upper echelon, and he hadn't quite taken it, in my opinion. And he's got the most talent on the PGA Tour, so it's time.
Yeah.
And no one's going to be surprised if he runs off 3 or 4 and wins a couple majors, wins the Masters. Nobody will be surprised.
Oh, I can see from now until next August, 5 or 6 wins.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But it's funny, you talk about Patrick Reed, who I love to death, but you know, no one gives him the pub. He had, 3 top 10s, 1 in Mexico right before the corona came. And so he was arguably the hottest player on the planet. And going into Colonial, he's not in a featured group. It's kind of strange to me.
But the thing about Patrick is the controversy that follows him everywhere.
Absolutely.
Well, did he talk about it?
I talked about it a little bit off camera, and he's a wonderful guy. He's great to our members, and I think he's a little bit misunderstood. And he has no interest in making commercials like a lot of guys. And you and I probably would be. If we were on tour, we'd be making commercials every day because it's more of the entertainment. He wants to win majors. He wants to win golf tournaments, win majors, and that's it.
I think he almost really hurt himself when he won his, I don't know, second tournament or whatever, and he said he's a top 5 player in the world. You know, that kind of attitude in golf is not well received, especially by those guys. And you know what? We talked about it the other day. There's no other sport that you can be the best at it and then fall off the world. David Duvall.
Sure.
There are plenty of guys that were number one.
Ian Baker, Finch, Duvall are the two big poster children for that
show. Oh, and others. I mean, but Mike Weir, when Bubba won his first Masters, where was he at? He disappeared for a couple of years.
He did.
So, I mean, this happens all the time in golf. So to have that kind of attitude that Patrick Reed has, it rubs I think it rubs guys the wrong way.
It rubs guys, and I get that, and I think he gets that too. I don't want to say he doesn't care, but I think it's more important to stay true to himself, and that's him. He doesn't sugarcoat.
Yeah.
And that's Patrick Reed. You're going to get him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what about the move in the sand? I mean.
Look, I tell you, and that's I don't want to say too much about that, but in my opinion, you know, Patrick's an honest guy. I know he just got drilled for that. Let me tell you something, Granato. If you and I, if we're leading the golf tournament and there's a camera 8 feet from you, are you really going to move sand on purpose? I always went back to that. It was a waste bunker. You can ground your club. If it was a regular trap, of course, it's horrendously bad. It was a waste trap. You can ground your club.
Yeah.
I don't think he realized what he was doing. I think it looked worse on TV. And, you know, I trust him. I don't think he was trying to do anything.
Yeah. You know him better than any of us. Let's get Chris in here. Says he's a friend of yours. Do you know this, Chris?
Oh, Chris Ward. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey. Well, I was going to be Jimmy Martin from Belleville, Texas, and I wanted to see if Cuz and Carlton Woods had any memberships available and if a free lesson came with that.
Yes, we can get you with a great instructor out there. His name's Emile Seuss or Donnie Massengale. We'll get you a free lesson. Chris Ward. Chris is one of the group I play with at the club. Wonderful human being. What great player. You know, sneaky good player. Grew up playing junior golf, little college golf together. And CW can go.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Nice, Chris. Hey, we appreciate you listening, man. The podcast, The Pro Show. And what else do you do on it?
Well, you know, I tell you, we started this deal with Corey Lundberg, who was the co-pro at the time. Hell, this was probably 6 years ago. And Corey left for Dallas to go work with Cameron McCormick, who coaches Jordan Spieth. And so he's coaching tour players. Now he's big time.
Well, you better pick it up with Jordan.
Well, we'll see.
That's
another topic. But we kind of rebooted it. Now, Ben Roethlisberger was on with Corey and I at the tail end before he left, and our views went up. And we were interviewing the superintendent or, you know, the greenskeeper, and we got a big Ben on there, and the views went up. I said, heck. So we rebooted. I said, I got to get a celebrity interview on here. No one wants to listen to me talk for 8 minutes. So we kind of broke it up, and we've had, you know, Hinch and Springer and Bregman, and Nicholas did a little deal for me, and, you know, Reed Montgomery. So we add that in, Rocket Raj. So we kind of made it fun, as well as
Gar is out there. Do you have him yet?
Garner's on the list. He's kind of strong army. I gave him a little bit of crap on this last pro show, so he needs to get his butt on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's got some great stories.
He is such a good guy. Great guy.
Traveled him one time, and just listening to him, I didn't say a word for 2 hours, and it was one of the best 2 hours of my life.
Yeah. He could tell some. That's old school.
Old school.
Gar is old school. Yes, there's no question about that. So, do you like Tiger to win another major this year?
I do. I think he's going to win the PGA or the U.S. Open, though. I think it's going to be one of those two. I think he's going to get one. Yes. He's swinging at it good. And he's getting back. For so long, he was chasing his confidence. You could see him chasing his confidence. And then Tour Championship, Masters. If he can just get the weather right and his body's feeling good, there's just no question he's still one of the top.
If he's on the right side of that, that's right. And if he's got early mornings, because there's going to be colder tournaments this year. Bet. And what about playing the Ryder Cup without – I'm hearing a lot of pushback. Without fans, you can't play a Ryder Cup.
Let me tell you, everybody knows it would be much better. The fans create that environment and create that tournament. I'd still watch it.
No, absolutely.
I mean, of course, we want fans, but I'd say still do it. I'd rather them do it without fans than not do it at all.
Well, look, these guys are out there playing right now. You think those competitive juices ain't flowing right now? I mean, Johnny Vegas is 5 under right now. Justin 4 under. Ian Poulter's up there at the top. You think anybody wants to get beat by Ian Poulter?
No one wants that. Those eyes.
So, but here's the deal. Those guys. That's why I don't get this. You think that the NBA is not going to be competitive because there's no fans in the stands? No, those guys want to win. Those guys are, especially, you know, if it's a tight game going down the stretch. And, man, I got to beat LeBron. I got to beat Kawhi. I got to beat all of these. I want to beat the best.
The fans create the vibe for the viewers, in my opinion. I don't the players are going to compete just as hard.
Well, you do get some momentum. You get some, yeah.
Home in basketball, yes. And everything. I would agree with you. But I don't think that's going to affect how the game's played at all. I really don't. Especially in the playoffs. Regular season, but when you get in the playoffs, the Rockets go against the Clippers, they're going to be ready.
Well, and the thing about the Ryder Cup, too, is sometimes it gets a little bit too much. I mean, we've got some overzealous. There's some overzealous people here and there that are brutal and sometimes cross the line. But I love when, you know, when Patrick Reed is playing with Jordan Spieth and they're like, and it's tight and they're feeding off either the European crowd or their own crowd or our crowd. That's cool.
Watching Reed versus Roy, watched the replay a couple weeks ago, that 2016 Ryder Cup, and it just that five-hole stretch doesn't get any better in golf or sport, really.
Right.
That was electric.
That was a lot of fun. All right. You got a sign-off here? What's your sign-off?
Well, I tell you, hey, Granado, I appreciate you having me on the show. And so we'll say on behalf of the staff of the Club of Carlton Woods, ESPN 97.5, to the members, guests, millions and millions of pro show fans. Until next time. Have a big time.
Are we done here?
Yes. Okay. Take it. He just sent you to break.
I couldn't tell.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Live look at Dell during the extended golf segment. You're sleeping, Dell.
No, I was awake. I was professional. I mean,
no, not really.
No, I didn't take any shots at Jason Alexander. I listened and thought to myself, man, this would be a great time to take a nap. But I didn't take it because we got a show to do.
The guy from Seinfeld is on? No, it's not a what? Should there be a discount when they air 8 Greens? They should be. Don't you think?
I don't know.
Why? You don't know anything about that?
No.
See, knowledge is power and you don't have any. Ask Jason if he recommends 4 wedges or should I get rid of my 60? 4 wedges, including your pitching wedge? 4 wedges.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power, and you don't have any. You...
Not about this particular subject, no. But thanks to Jason for showing up and really just showing up to be John's friend. Like, this was a John segment.
This was a golf segment.
It was a John
golf
segment.
Okay, let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Is golf back today...
Yes.
And in a major sport is back in action.
Uh-huh.
And what did you want to talk about?
La Liga.
July 31st.
La Liga was back in action.
July 31st when the NBA reports.
La Liga's back in action. You have Glenn Davis on to talk about that.
La Liga. We already did. Really?
Yeah, really.
But did we not have Glenn Davis on to talk about soccer?
I wasn't here for that.
When the Bundesliga came on?
I don't know. Did you?
Oh, Nick knows. Nick just walked in. He knows.
Well, another league is back. A major sporting league is back, and you didn't have him on.
Soccer's not a major sport.
Oof.
Okay.
That's because you would be called an ugly American for that opinion.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, it's not a major sport.
Yes, it is.
Oh, really? Yes. Where's the MLS? Where's the American Soccer League in the...
I didn't say MLS wasn't a major sport. I said soccer was a major sport. Golf isn't a major sport. Oh, it's on every weekend. I know. So is the Premier League. It's on nationally in this country every weekend, and you wouldn't call it a major sport.
It's not.
So don't use. Sport. So don't use it's on every weekend if the Premier League can say the same thing.
It's on every weekend in the morning.
And
early morning. Talking about afternoon slot.
It's only on. No, some games start at 10:30, 11. It's only on early morning because of the time difference, but it's on every weekend.
Thank you.
Every
time
weekend.
Time difference. Those people don't know what time is.
Okay, that's the issue.
So the Rockets, and I think Adam Silver pulled back on this, didn't he? About the older coaches not coaching on the bench?
That was, yes. His initial comments riled some of those guys up. Apparently, the coaches got together and said, what is he talking about? Carlisle spoke to him. Rick Carlisle of the Mavericks spoke to him. So he admitted that maybe he was a little hasty with that stuff. So, and this was about really, Daryl Morey said he's not going to stand for Mike D'Antoni not being able to coach on the sideline. I don't know if it's.
What does that mean?
Exactly. It doesn't mean much if there's a rule in place. And if, like, apparently NBA personnel, they're going to have their medical files checked to make sure they don't have those type of conditions. So if Mike D'Antoni has something that makes him susceptible, what's Daryl Morey going to do? If the NBA says, well, he's more likely to get sick than others, we're not taking that chance. He can go coach up. He can stand or sit in the seats and yell down or however they would want to do it. He's not going to be able to stop it. I'd like to call it posturing.
Listen. There's no way they can possibly keep him. And as soon as Pop is 71 years old, no chance that happens. No chance that he won't be on the sideline. Because he'll come up and he'll beat up Adam Silver.
But what if they find something that says you're more susceptible to corona and COVID if in his medical background? What if there's medical history that says you're more likely? Can the NBA say, well, we're not taking that chance?
Well, but I think they made a pretty good point. Who was the other coach, the New Orleans coach?
Alvin Gentry.
Yeah, Alvin Gentry. Well, I could be in better shape than a 30-year-old. Well, How do you know?
Yeah, that's why I said don't base it on age. That's why a report came out they're possibly going to check medical history. So that wouldn't be based on your age. That'd be based on conditions. I don't think you can argue. You could try to argue against it, but if they have medical background that says it's more dangerous for you, and if they say you can be at the game, but you can't be on the sideline, I imagine it'll be a fight. The NBA wasn't really expecting, because I imagine every coach is going to be like, nah, I'll wear a mask. You're not going to keep me from doing that.
You got a problem with Bob Nightingale?
And what he talked about the Chicago Cubs player being drafted?
So the Cubs drafted Ed Howard, an African-American, with the 16th pick or something like that. So Bob Nightingale says the Cubs draft Ed Howard. Yes, showing action instead of hollow words. I think he meant hollow.
Well, the people were trying to figure out what he meant. Do the Cubs have,
I think he meant hollow.
Do the Cubs have some type of initiative where they're going to reach out to the African-American community? Because why would this particular draft pick?
Well, I think he's saying there's a lot of hollow words with no action out there, and the Cubs are taking action. They're drafting an African-American. As opposed to, I think he meant hollow, H-O-L-L-O-W, not H-A. Yeah, Bob. Bob, you're a writer for 1,000 years, and you can't get hollow and hollow right?
He didn't correct it either.
But a lot of people responded to, what? Any implication that race had even one iota to do with the Cubs drafting Ed Howard is doing a massive disservice and disrespect to Ed Howard. I agree. Yeah. I mean, this is not a affirmative action, Bob.
It does make what Ed Howard accomplished seem less than, if you're going to just say the Cubs did it because they were trying to fulfill some directive that, hey, we want more African Americans in our organization. Now, that's a positive thing, but drafting a player is a merit-based thing, and you're taking away some of his merit.
Right.
If you're going to make that assumption.
Yeah. When Eric Bieniemy gets a job, is it going to, well, look at us. We did it. We did it. Look what we did. Look at us.
I think.
Or is it because Eric Bieniemy deserves a job?
I think.
If I'm Eric Bieniemy, I'm like, what the bleep?
Anyone who takes a stance, and I don't know anyone in the NFL would do that because it makes them look terrible. When a minority coach gets a job, it has to be, you have to look at it and say, he must be outstanding, considering the recent history. Well, all of the history of not hiring guys who look like Eric Bieniemy. You have to, it feels like you have to be exceptional, even more exceptional than you have to be to get an NFL job. There are only 32 of them. That cliche. To be a minority coach who gets one of those head coaching jobs, you have to be even greater, because they don't just hand them out to minority coaches. They'll go retread. They'll go once fired, maybe even twice fired, before they'll hire a quote-unquote up-and-coming minority coach. So that whole theory doesn't make any sense to me. You got to be better then, it feels like.
Absolutely. Did you miss Throw Shade Thursday?
Yeah, golf threw me off.
You got thrown off your game by golf. Golf is in your head.
It really is. It's unfortunate for
me. Should we do it in the last segment?
It's not like we can't do it in the last segment. And by the way, everyone complaining about, golf ruined Throw Shade Thursday. How about you chime in? We have had one call, which one of them was Jason's friend. Mm-hmm. We had a couple calls about kneeling. If you guys actually care about Throw Shade Thursday, how about you make it a thing where you call in?
Well, we'll let them do that on the other side. Let's have an extended segment. And if Throw Shade Thursday falls flat, I'll have some news of the weird stories. How's that? So we'll do that on the other side. Throw Shade Thursday. 713-780-3776. You think I catch it about the golf segment?
You should, if Twitter's any indication.
Golf is going to catch it. Is that what's going
to
happen?
Look, that 30 minutes, I think, turned a lot of people off to you. Sorry, I'm just I just go by the polls, and the polls
say, if you like golf now, is there a chance that you're racist?
No, it doesn't make golf doesn't liking golf doesn't make you racist. It makes you a nerd.
Not a nerd. I think.
Which one would you rather be called? Nerd or racist? Take nerd.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's neither. How about C? C.
No, I don't think.
Great guy.
Certainly not you.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't make you a racist.
Athletic. C. Athletic.
No, because that walrus guy played golf. So playing
Craig
golf.
Craig Stadler.
Playing golf doesn't make you automatically athletic. No.
Yeah. So did Nate Newton. Okay.
Nate Newton, short area quickness, much greater than.
Oh,
Craig
really?
Stadler.
You don't know about the walrus?
Was he a pulling guard?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Nate Newton could pull.
Fat, and he smoked weed all the time.
Well, I ain't got no problem with that, but he couldn't pull like Nate Newton.
You don't know?
Did he
You don't know what Craig Stadler was pulling?
Did he block? I'm not talking about women, John. I'm talking about blocking people.
Oh. 1040 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Get in now for Throw Shade Thursday next. Right now, though, Champion Energy. Be a champion. Save money. It's 9,000 degrees outside. 9,000. We're like touching the sun right now. And so that means you got to have your air conditioning on all the time. And here's the deal. When your air conditioning is on all the time, then you, my friends, are going to spend a lot of money. No, not if you have Champion Energy. Just go to champion.energy/1560 and save today. I swear. You will love it. You will appreciate it. You will say, John, you are absolutely right. I'm saving money. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, it's 10:43. We got a long segment here. So let's throw some shade. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If someone wronged you, if you're mad about something in the world, I know no one's mad right now. We can't be a more unified country. It can't be more peaceful. I know that there's really nothing out there that we need to vent, but try to find something in your everyday life. Maybe your wife slept with your brother. Maybe someone told you to wear a mask and they're infringing on your rights.
Yeah, you tried to go into Home Depot and they told you to wear a mask and you weren't having it.
And you punched somebody.
Or you're shamed out of the store, because that happens to people too. If you're mad at the people who shamed you out of the store. All those things.
So if any of those things happen to you, 713-780-3776. You ready?
Some shade! Let's throw some...
Oh, Dell's pissed. You guys can't see him. Okay,
stupid
ready?
Equipment.
Ready?
I hope so.
Let's see.
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
There it is. Throwing some shade. 713-780-3776. Who's first? Elfrodo. What up, Elfrodo?
John! No. John, thank you so much for giving me something new to be upset about. Calling golf a major sport? Give me a break, bro. Esports is more of a sport than golf. Matter of fact, all those guys have way more personality than anyone in golf put together. Can't wait till that sport finally freaking dies. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Golf is going to catch it, I think, today.
You brought it upon.
It's the start of the season.
Are you refuting?
We're back. Oh, well, I will. I will when all is said and done.
And golf is too.
Slappy is here. What up, Slappy?
What up, fellas? I want to throw shade at the coronavirus because everything was great. When I go to work, I listen to my programs. Everything's cool. The chemistry was awesome. But now I come back and I'm listening to Josh Ennis. Josh Ennis sucks. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
Yikes, I didn't know Josh was going to catch it today. I thought golf was going
to be. Yeah, I thought golf was the front runner. Now it's only 1-1 now. Who's going to win?
Let's get Mito. ¿Qué pasó, Mito?
Hey, man. R.I.P. Hill. This week's shade is to myself. So the marriage that has been going on, Uncle Johnny G told me not to do, is finally ending after 2 months. And, you know, shade throw to myself for that one.
I didn't understand that one.
Did you talk about marriage, Mito? Is that what you said?
Yeah, my... The Uncle Johnny said not to do it.
And you did it?
He said don't do it, and I did it. And now after 2 months, we're getting divorced.
No way. Not two. Yeah. 2 months? Is this your first marriage, Mito?
Yeah, this is 7 years together, and we've been married 2 months. But, you know, she accused me of cheating. So, you know, now we got to get that divorce thing.
Oh, my God. 2 months after 7 years. See, ruined it. No. But here's the deal.
I should have listened to Uncle Johnny.
No, you should listen to me. John's in favor of the second marriage. I tell people not to get married.
No.
Oh,
I say.
That's true. Cranky Bell did
listen,
say that.
You got it over with in a hurry. The first marriage has got to end in a hurry. Now you get on to the second one, and it's going to be a great one.
Would you advise him to remarry this woman because the second one's going to work?
Well, I'm not sure about this woman. I'm really not sure. I have a feeling something's off on that relationship. If they're married for 2 months and getting a divorce, you'll find somebody, Mito. All right? Don't be like
that. Appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy. Yeah, I kind of did tell him don't do it. But you know what? It's better. If your first marriage is 2 months, you win. You win because you got to get it over with. Dr. Dre is next. What's he want? What up, Dr. Dre?
Hey, just awakening from my slumber off the side of 290. RIP Mito's, man. If you have the cow, don't get the milk for free or whatever that stuff is.
That you screwed that up.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, my shade's at John for the golf thing. You know, I had to fall asleep on the side of the freeway. You know, trying to listen to this uninteresting stories and whatnot. And I also got shade for the 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock hour for the host. You know, that guy can EAD, and I'm out.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
So that was a golf blast.
And a Josh.
So are we tied at two?
We're tied at two.
Okay.
Good Lord, people. Come on, come up with something else.
Well,
Underrated Mess is here. What up, Underrated Mess?
What's up, fellas? Yeah, Alfredo's going to have to catch it. For throwing shade at golf. Come on, bro. Just because you're not athletic enough, put some bass in your voice. And Dr. Dre, come on, man. You know better. Shade thrown.
There it is.
Throw some
there it is.
Shade.
So Underrated Mess. Thank you.
Two for golf, two for Josh, and one for golf haters.
Right.
Okay.
713-780-3776 and one for Mito for getting married.
I don't know. That's
He threw it at himself.
Oh, yeah. He did throw it at himself.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. OU Mike. Going to throw some shade. What do you say, OU Mike?
Well, at least Josh Ennis keeps you awake. You know, you might be aggravated and mad the whole show, but, I mean, at least that last hour with Joel and Nick, that's where I want to throw my shade. Asleep at the wheel, man. You got me running people off the road, driving my car through the ditch, falling asleep. Come on, guys. Bring it up a little bit.
Make some shade.
You know
shade
isn't just for you guys to take shots at people who work here. Right?
It shows.
I know. That's not really what it's about. Someone who wronged you. Like, yes. John wronged anyone who listened to those first 30 minutes of this hour. But it's not here for you to get off shots at people who follow us.
No.
You can call them and take your shot.
Yeah. Well, they won't take OU Mike's call.
Maybe rightfully so.
Yeah. No, those two won't take OU Mike, so there's that. Bama Papa. What up, Bama Papa?
That's Bama Papa Joe.
Oh, yeah, he didn't finish in. Bama Papa Joe. What's up, Bama Papa Joe?
Hey, I got some shade to throw at the bench. I was expecting to hear you guys talking about the Major League Baseball draft. Didn't hear anything. Didn't hear expert analysis of the players and their potential to make it to the major leagues in less than 4 years from Lance. So Very disappointed. Baseball needs love too, not just golf.
Yeah. No, you know what?
That is true.
Lance is maybe. I mean, if why is baseball kid left the baseball? He puts all of his time and effort into the football draft and nothing for baseball?
Well, and much like baseball or the football draft, the Astros didn't have a first-round pick, correct?
Correct, but we don't ever have a first-round pick in any sport.
So that's why they got no attention. They got no mentions because
the Texans still got mentions.
For second-round picks.
Third.
Second's gone next year, right?
Second's gone.
But they had a second this year.
Oh, yeah, Blacklock.
Yeah. Yeah, so like when the Astros draft someone today, right? They'll draft today. We'll say, the Astros took a kid from, I don't know, Valdosta, and that'll be the end of that.
Yeah. Right, or something. Here's the thing about Bama Papa Joe. Here's the thing about the baseball draft. No one knows any of them.
True.
Any of them.
Very true.
They're high school pitchers.
And even if they pitched in college, we didn't even get to see their senior year. Or their junior year if they came out after three. No one saw it.
No one. So, yeah. You would have had to have watched them last year and evaluated them last year. So we saw none of them.
Yeah, and to be honest, we wouldn't have seen them even if they had a full year.
Even then.
Yeah.
Even then.
We'll just trust the Astros, whoever their new general manager is.
I've got shade.
Well, I imagine you would.
Yeah. Everyone hating on golf, EAD. Because it's not the sport of kings. That's horse racing.
Yeah. What is it? The sport of the elite?
Leaders? No.
The sport of the privileged?
No. It's the sport. This is my shade.
Oh, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to figure out what you want to call it.
No, it's the sport of the common man.
You're right. Can't refute.
Can't refute. Cannot refute. Remember, right? There's nothing more salt of the earth. There's the camaraderie, the action, high-paced, nonstop, athletic.
You can just lie during shade now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing better than golf. All right. You build character through golf.
Are you finished?
No.
Okay.
So all of you it's a sport, and that's the sport of the common man. And so all of you, EAD, in the game.
That's EA Sports. I have shade. Everything John just said was a lie. Shade throw.
Make some shade.
There it is.
Can I refute your shade?
No, only one per Thursday. You have to do it next week.
Oh, that is a shame. Well, we've got, so you guys want an update on the leaderboard?
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? It's like the most important
thing.
We've
got a minute and
a half. It's like the Super Bowl is being played and you don't want to know what the score is.
If the Super Bowl was being played, I would know the score. No. I wouldn't have to ask you for it.
Okay. Jonathan Vegas and Corey Connors, both 5-under. Johnny through 12 and Corey Connors through 10. Justin Rose is 4-under through 9. Ian Poulter, we hate him. He's 4-under through 8. Keith Mitchell, long hitter. He's 3-under. Sungjae Im is 3-under. Bryson DeChambeau, 3. Jason Duffner, Phil Mickelson, 3-under. We got us a leaderboard. What?
Out of that group you just mentioned, who's most likely to be in contention on Sunday?
Justin Rose, Bryson DeChambeau. You know what? Johnny Vegas has got some, when he's hot, Johnny Vegas can beat anybody. So if he can keep this up, but Justin Rose is the best player out of all of them. And, him at the top of the leaderboard, he shot 20-under here a couple of years ago.
I was going to just about to ask, is he a player who does well in heat?
Well, he does well at this course. Okay. See, a lot of it is if the course fits your eye, which is why Kevin Na is up at the top of the leaderboard quite a bit. Not playing great today. He's 1-over through 9, but he loves this course. So, I mean, you don't have to be a long hitter. A lot of courses are just like Tiger at the Masters or Tiger at Pebble or Tiger in San Diego. He just it just fits him, and he just wins there every time, or Bay Hill. So that's, you know, a lot of it is if you like that that course and if it fits you.
Do you when I actually ask as Art would say, a serious question about golf, do you like there's a little joy? Oh, this is something I can actually answer that's serious.
Well, it's different than usual when you just bring up the Walrus all the time.
Well, that's new because you mentioned him, and now that's my favorite guy, the Walrus.
Craig Stadler, like to be called Craig Stadler.
I thought, who called him the Walrus then? Too. Who called him the Walrus?
Well, that was his nickname.
Yeah, I didn't make that up.
No, he looked like a Walrus. 10:56, the press box is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.